Esther chapter 9. Now in the 12th month, that is, the month Adar. February March. On the 13th day of the same. 3608 AH 434 BC, when the king's commandment and his decree drew near to be put in execution, in the day that the enemies of the Jews hoped to have power over them. Though it was turned to the contrary, that the Jews had rule over those who hated them. The Jews gathered themselves together in their cities throughout all the provinces of the king Ahasuerus, to lay hands on those who sought their harm, and no man could withstand them. Because the fear of them fell upon all people. And all the rulers of the provinces, and the lieutenants, and the deputies, and officers of the king, helped the Jews. Because the fear of Mordecai fell upon them. Because Mordecai was great in the king's house, and his fame went out throughout all the provinces. Because this man Mordecai grew greater and greater. So the Jews struck all their enemies with the stroke of the sword, and slaughter, and destruction, and did what they wanted to those who hated them. And in Shushan the palace the Jews killed and destroyed 500 men. And Parshanditha, and Dalphon, and Aspatha. And Poratha, and Adalia, and Ariditha. And Parmishta, and Arisai, and Aridai, and Bajazotha. The 10 sons of Haman the son of Hammeditha, the enemy of the Jews, they killed, but they did not lay their hands on the spoil. On that day the number of those who were killed in Shushan the palace was brought before the king. And the king said to Esther the queen, the Jews have killed and destroyed 500 men in Shushan the palace, and the 10 sons of Haman. What have they done in the rest of the king's provinces? Now what is your petition? And it shall be granted to you. Or what is your request further? And it shall be done. Then Esther said, if it pleases the king, let it be granted to the Jews who are in Shushan to do tomorrow also according to this day's decree, and let Haman's 10 sons be hanged upon the gallows. And the king commanded it to be done, and the decree was given at Shushan, and they hanged Haman's 10 sons. Because the Jews who were in Shushan gathered themselves together on the 14th day also of the month Adar. February March. And killed 300 men at Shushan. But they did not lay their hands on the spoils. But the other Jews who were in the king's provinces gathered themselves together, and stood for their lives, and had rest from their enemies, and killed 75,000 of their foes, but they did not lay their hands on the spoils. On the 13th day of the month Adar. February March. And on the 14th day of the same they rested, and made it a day of feasting and gladness. But the Jews who were at Shushan assembled together on its 13th day, and on its 14th. And on the 15th day of the same they rested, and made it a day of feasting and gladness. Therefore the Jews of the villages, those who lived in the unwalled towns, made the 14th day of the month Adar. February March. A day of gladness and feasting, and a good day, and of sending gifts one to another. And Mordecai wrote these things, and sent letters to all the Jews who were in all the provinces of the king Ahasuerus, both near and far. To establish this among them, that they should keep the 14th day of the month Adar February March. And the 15th day of the same, yearly. As the days in which the Jews rested from their enemies, and the month which was turned to them from sorrow to joy, and from mourning into a good day. That they should make them days of feasting and joy, and of sending gifts one to another, and gifts to the poor. And the Jews undertook to do as they had begun, and as Mordecai had written to them. Because Haman the son of Hammeditha, the Agagite, the enemy of all the Jews, had planned against the Jews to destroy them, and had cast pur, that is, the lot, to consume them, and to destroy them. But when Esther came before the king, he commanded by letters that his wicked plan, which he devised against the Jews, should return upon his own head, and that he and his sons should be hanged on the gallows. Therefore they called these days Purim. Lots. After the name of pur. Lot. Therefore because of all the words of this letter, and of that which they had seen concerning this matter, and which had come to them. The Jews ordained, and took upon them, and upon their offspring, and upon all who joined themselves to them, so it should not fail, that they would keep these 2 days according to their writing, and according to their appointed time every year. And that these days should be remembered and kept throughout every generation, every family, every province, and every city. And that these days of Purim, lots, should not fail from among the Jews, nor the memorial of them perish from their offspring. Then Esther the queen, the daughter of Abihail, and Mordecai the Jew, wrote with all authority, to confirm this second letter of Purim. And he sent the letters to all the Jews, to the 127 provinces of the kingdom of Ahasuerus, with words of peace and truth. To confirm these days of Purim, plots. In their appointed times, as Mordecai the Jew and Esther the queen had told them, and as they had decreed for themselves and for their offspring, the matters of the fastings and their cry. And the decree of Esther confirmed these matters of Purim, and it was written in the book.